Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on prayer, in the book of Revelation, we now turn to its teaching on the importance of prayer in the Church's pilgrimage through history. Prayer enables us to discern the events of history in the light of God's plan for the spread of His kingdom. That plan is symbolized by the book closed with seven seals, which only the Lamb, the crucified and risen Lord, can open. In prayer, we see that Christ's final victory over sin and death is the key to all history. While giving thanks for this victory, we continue to beg God's grace for our earthly journey. Amid life's evils, the Lord hears our prayers, strengthens our weakness, and enables us to trust in His sovereign power. The book of Revelation concludes with Jesus' promise that He will soon come. And the Church's ardent prayer, "Come, Lord Jesus." In our own prayer, and especially in our celebration of the Eucharist, may we grow in the hope of Christ's coming in glory, experience the transforming power of His grace, and learn to discern all things in the light of faith. I am pleased to greet the participants in the communication seminar sponsored by the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross. I also welcome the priests taking part in the Institute for Continuing Theological Education at the Pontifical North American College. Upon all the English-speaking visitors, including those from England, Scotland, Wales, Denmark, Malta, India, Korea, the Philippines, Canada, and the United States of America, I invoke God's blessings. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini,
qui fecit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.